What should I do if a friend or family member who claims to be a Christian is obviously involved in sin? Well, the Bible only knows one way to deal with that, and that is confrontation. If anybody knows of sin, you go to the person. I mean, Jesus said that in the very explicit teaching of Matthew 18. If your brother sinned, go to him. That's what it says. And you go to confront the sin. You also have the statement in Galatians, if a brother is overtaken in a fault, ye who are spiritual, restore such a one in love. But in either case, you go to him. You go to him to confront the sin. You go to him or her to restore the person from the effect and the conduct of sinful behavior. This is all the Scripture knows. If the person doesn't respond and they're non-Christians, then all you can do is pray. If, on the other hand, they're believers, Matthew 18, Jesus said, then if they don't respond when you've gone, go back, and this time with two or three witnesses, so that you're ganging up a little bit on them and confront them regarding their sin. If they don't respond again, tell the church, so that the church goes after them. If they still don't respond, put them out of the church. Treat them like an unbeliever. Treat them like an outcast. And don't let them enjoy the fellowship of the church. That's church discipline. So it really depends upon how they respond. If you go to one who's not a Christian and they don't turn from sin, then all you can do is pray for God to be gracious and save them. But a Christian, you go. If they don't respond, you go back with others. Finally, you tell the church. And if they still don't repent, you put them out. But hopefully along the way, they do repent. At that point, you embrace them, restore them in love. Paul says, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted.